Another thing I wanted to talk to you about, Representative Mueller, is the issue of the community care program. And we've talked about this in the past, the governor's attempts to try to change the program, privatize the program. Where do things stand right now? And I know that there is a task force that has been meeting.
Yes.
Where do we stand on this issue?
Well, so the task force was created as part of the budget deal that we passed in July. We've been meeting for the past several months to look at the community care program to ensure that we are providing a cost-effective, high-quality program to seniors here in Illinois. The task force is scheduled to have a report completed by the end of January. It's required as per the legislation. And so we are right now meeting as a task force to put together recommendations for that proposal or that report that's due at the end of January. One of the concerns that we had initially and continue to think about and talk about is the fact that a couple stakeholder groups that are very important to senior services in Illinois were not included in the task force. AARP, which represents and advocates for seniors in Illinois, and SEIU, which represents the home health care workers here in the state, they were not appointed as part of the task force. And I and several of my colleagues were concerned that the legitimacy of the task force and the work that we were doing would be compromised because they had been shut out of the process. I'm a little bit heartened to know or to discover and to learn that their recommendations, they've been, despite not being part of the formal task force, those groups, AARP and SEIU, have been attending meetings and providing input on the program, the CCP program, and their recommendations have been included as part of the discussion that we are engaging in right now. So that is a good thing. However, I do think that not including them as part of the task force is a detriment to what we're trying to accomplish through the
and may taint the outcome of the process.
Right, right. I think we need to be inclusive. We need to be transparent. This is an important program in Illinois. It affects 40,000 seniors throughout the state, and these are important groups that that should be part of the conversation.
And I understand too that there still are privatization efforts underway as part of this.
Well, there is a they're doing a small pilot program on
the administration.
The administration and the Department on Aging, and we are we're monitoring that and are expecting input into that pilot program. We do have concerns that we want to make sure that we are that seniors are taken care of in Illinois. That they are staying in their homes, that they're living independently.
Because this goal has always been cost effectiveness.
Right, right. And cost effectiveness is important. We need to make sure that we're providing a high quality program that is cost effective. But it can't be at the expense of care for seniors and the most vulnerable, who tend to represent the most vulnerable populations in our state. And privatization for the sake of privatization isn't necessarily going to lead to a better outcome than what we're providing right now. And so that's something that we're keeping an eye on. And we want to make sure that we keep this, high quality program here in Illinois.
Because without that quality care of in-home services, the alternative becomes the much more costly.
Absolutely. The nursing home, the full-time nursing home care that seniors may be forced to go into, and we want to avoid that. It's expensive for the state, and in some cases can lead to a lower quality of life. Certainly there are great nursing homes that are out there, but if we can keep people in their homes living independently, that should be the goal of the state in this program.
That's Democratic State Representative Anna Mueller, Democrat from Elgin. Also here with Melissa Josephs, Director of Equal Opportunity Policy at Women Employed, and Wendy Pollack, Founder and Director of the Women's Law and Policy Project at the Shriver Center. Thank you all for joining me this morning.
Thank you.